Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
The embers of the dynasty still glowing. Golden State headed to the NBA Finals, winners of the West, as they take out Dallas in five games.
Warriors are headed to the NBA Finals. That was the call on ESPN Radio last night. Bart Scott, what day is it?
F it Friday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to join the conversation.
Can I shout out?
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Go ahead.
Shout out all the people driving to their in-laws' houses. They can't stand, but they got to go because their wife made them. Shout out.
That was random.
You know who I am. You know who I'm talking to.
That was
No, listen. We don't always rock with our in-laws' family. And it's like it could be one of those things where you get on that road trip, you know what I mean? I don't know how many people get on the road now. Like, is it cheaper to get around, let's say a family of four. Is it cheaper to do flight?
Round trip?
Yeah, do a round trip flight or drive with your kids in the car.
Depends on how many kids you have, because that's what we always
do. I said family of folks. Family of folks.
All right.
Both flight, round trip.
How far are you going?
We're going to Florida. Everybody go to Florida on the East Coast.
It's definitely cheaper to drive.
You think so?
Although with gas,
that's what I'm saying.
No, but no. Because again, fuel prices go up, including on airlines. So that means those prices go up.
No, them tickets still straight.
Yeah.
I filled up my tank the other day, $130.
Which is less mentally stressful. Like, we are going into a holiday weekend. I bet it's a lot of people already on the road, took the day off, taking
that
long weekend in the car. Now we're going to take you on your trip with you, trying to find somewhere where you can relax. I never understood the idea of Memorial Day weekend going to the beach. Everybody's at the beach. It's the worst place to go.
You need to go somewhere away from all that. But you go there to people watch, right?
Because no, you don't. There's people on top of you. There's too many people at the damn beach. No, thank you. I'm out.
Come on now, you know you'd be out there, them roaming
out. No, I'm not like you. I'm not bougie like you, where I get a cabana or I get some kind of special like VIP section where you can people watch because there's a row
on the beach.
Because poor people like me, we're not allowed up on the nice white sand that you're on. I gotta be on the dirty sand with the broken glass. Looking up, oh, there's Bart, and Bart pretends he doesn't know me. You know, like I get that.
People aren't that interesting.
Exactly, Stosh. Exactly.
But you much rather just be at your house barbecuing with your family spilling wine on your carpet?
Yep, 100%. Why would it be the carpet? My deck. Just spill it on my deck all you want. I'm good.
All right.
I'm happier there because I'm not stressed.
But every family members I've seen get beat up at the Spades game because they reneged. You know what I'm saying?
Let's not go there again. But still, it is a holiday weekend, and we know it. We're going to get you through it as we usually do, just having fun with you. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. And let's get to Straight Talk, Bart, Straight Talk Wireless, because, Bart, it happened last night. It was expected. The Warriors got it done. They reached their sixth NBA Finals in 8 years. So the hiatus that they had, very Bulls-like, 2 years off. But unlike the Bulls, it wasn't because Steph Curry went off to play baseball for 2 years. It's because they had injuries, and Kevin Durant decided he was going to leave there and move on. So they reset as a franchise. And now they are back at the top of the mountain, and they wait to see who they will play in the Eastern Conference Finals. Tonight you get the Celtics and the Heat, Game 6 in Boston. And for the Boston Celtics, you don't want to waste any time. Got to get the job done tonight. But right now, this is about the Golden State Warriors and Steve Kerr getting his team once again to the NBA Finals.
It's pretty amazing. It's so difficult to get to the Finals. An NBA season is such a marathon to get through the 82, to get through three rounds of the playoffs, beating the best teams in the league to get there. It's frankly, it's exhausting, stressful, emotional. physically tiring, all of that stuff. And, you know, for our team, our guys, especially the core group, Dre and Steph, Clay, Loon, Andre, to be part of that 6 times in 8 years, I don't even know what to say. It just takes an enormous amount of skill and determination and work, and I couldn't be proud of our guys.
And I'll tell you what, Bart, I covered this series, as you know, the Western Conference Finals. I was part of the broadcast crew.
Did you pop champagne yesterday?
Yeah, I was very happy last night. It was a long day for me yesterday, by the way. Remember, I was on Get Up in the Morning. Mm. I woke up at 4:30 a.m. I went to bed about 12:30 a.m. So yeah, it's a long day, but it's worth it. And watching the Warriors play and being as locked in on that series as I was because of covering it and hearing the call, Mark Hester and PJ Carlissimo, George Stadano, I mean, what a great broadcast they put up for this whole series. The Warriors are that team, and I don't get anyone that is not looking at them and saying this is a team that should win it. I mean, they are that good. They've got 7 days off, basically a 6 days off until June 2nd when the game one that they host of the NBA Finals. They're going to get healthier with Gary Payton II when he comes back because he's getting closer to coming back. Maybe even Otto Porter will be available to them as well with the foot injury. He missed a couple of games. They're going to have the depth. They have the experience. They have the coaching. They have everything you could possibly want. Versatility, three-point shooting. They can also beat you inside. How can anyone pick anyone else but the Warriors to win a championship this year?
It's just because it's like, can Looney still be as effective now that he has an agile big man that's a better version of him?
Okay.
And also, you know, Steph, can Robert Williams, if healthy, if the knee is healthy, remember, because that allows him, if they're able to end it today, at least 7 days
yes.
for them to get healthy as well.
Right.
And you ask yourself, okay, can he be the bigger racer? You know, Steph's been getting a lot of he's not been paying $200 for pass and go to get to the rim, right? Nobody's been really intimidating him. It's almost like – it's like they spread out, and Luka is like open like the Red Sea.
Oh,
and
man,
that brings up another point. Listen, they have to go get a Rudy Gobert. They have to go get a Mitchell Robinson, because you can just bake in that Luka's going to get beat 8 to 10 times a game, and he cares less. He's more busy complaining,
yes.
and it's a secondary fast break going the other way. That is so disturbing that he's sitting up there complaining, and listen – it happened over and over again. Then on the other end, that we call that in football like a 14-point turnaround, where mm-hmm. somebody, like, you know, does something stupid, turnover, bad decision, and it goes for 7 the other way. He does that constantly.
Right.
I mean, listen, I don't know what it is about his check engine light. But that dude needs to get his stuff together.
But, you know what? Go ahead, finish the thought. I'm sorry.
But no, I was about to say, but I digress. You know what I mean? But I just believe that, you know, if Robert Williams is there, it's going to be a lot harder with that length for them to get the buckets inside, and you know that Boston's going to run the Celtics. I mean, the Celtics are going to run Golden State off the three-point line, knowing they have Robert Williams. I think they will.
I don't think they will, because they've been letting the Heat shoot threes, and the Heat were the best three-point shooting team in the league this year.
Okay.
They've been letting them shoot them.
Okay.
I think that their strategy is the same as the Warriors' strategy against the Mavericks. You're going to have to shoot a high percentage to beat us. And that's why I just feel like it's a dangerous mix. Now, if what you're saying is true, then Robert Williams III should win the MVP of the finals. If the Celtics win it, then
Everybody's taking my take. Robert Williams has been the most important person in this whole thing.
He has been.
Robert Williams. I said that before the season, just after the first game.
You did. No, we were here. You did. We have it. We could play it back. You definitely said that. So it is something to see. But Boston's got to get it done tonight first, my man.
Come on, man. And did you hear Draymond? He already told us.
Listen,
he said, I wish it was Miami, because I see them big old goon goblins over there, and they big and strong and tall. Because just imagine, Draymond might get that stuff rejected, because he's going to have Al Horford over him, mm-hmm. who's a bigger, more athletic person. So he's going to be trying – Draymond going to have to actually look at the rim.
Listen, I just feel like tonight, if the Celtics don't get it done, how could you think they can win a championship? You're in your building. It's game 6. If Boston loses tonight for some reason, how could you possibly say that's a championship team? The Heat are done. Done. They're leaking oil.
It's time.
You got to finish
back?
The job. And if you
Is the
don't.
Hero back?
If you don't. I have not seen an injury
if
update.
The hero's back. If he ain't coming on the red carpet with his Zoolander glasses, mm-hmm. he come back, then you know, he's the one guy.
Blue Steel. Meanwhile, though, this is what I love about the Warriors as well, is that it's not just Steph Curry and them boys. It doesn't have to be. In fact, Steph Curry won the MVP, the very first Magic Johnson MVP award of the Western Conference Finals. He had a great conference finals overall, averaging 24 points a game and 7 assists. But last night, he didn't really have a big game. In fact, only 15 points. He did have 9 assists, but he was 5 of 17, 2 of 7 from 3. It just wasn't a great game. But Klay Thompson normally saves his performances. It's like, you know, game 6 Klay, as we talked about. Mm-hmm. Well, Klay was like, I don't want there to be a game 6. So let me be game 5 Klay. And he went off early and often, 8 three-pointers, just like he did in the closeout game against Memphis. 32 points for Klay Thompson. And it's significant on many levels. Because, yes, the Warriors are back in the NBA Finals. Yes, they have reset as a franchise and gotten back to the mountain. But just think of the significance of for Klay Thompson alone. A guy who, as we know, tore his ACL in the finals, the last appearance in the finals.
Yep.
Then while recovering from that,
right before the start of preseason,
popped his Achilles. You talk about like telling a player, like, nope, not time for you yet. Nope. Like one hurdle after another. The fact that he had a game like this to get back to the finals, you can understand why he'd be emotional.
Just such a surreal feeling. It's hard to put into words, really. You know, this time last year, I was just starting to jog again and get up and down the court. And now to be feeling like myself, feeling explosive, feeling sure in my movements, I'm just grateful. And that kind of came, all those emotions just kind of rushed through me. And I thought about our training staff. I thought about Rick Celebrini. I thought about Steve, and I thought about those days me and Rick were together in Santa Cruz, and I was in a terrible mood, and we were together in the summertime, and just all those long days, and it just really, they would tell me it'd pay off, and it was hard to see that at the time, but now to actually be here, I can feel it paying off.
Perseverance is something, again, makes it easy to root for a guy like Klay Thompson. That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. So coming up in a few seconds, we'll dive a little bit deeper into Celtics Heat tonight. Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll get to that. We got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Try to convince me why you wouldn't bet on the Warriors to win this championship. First, Bart has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary.
Boy, those two wing players, Tatum and Brown, really took control for Boston.
Brown with the ball, drives around the double, raises up, and caught another body underneath. Jaylen Brown says it with his chest.
This is a great opportunity. Leave everything on the floor. You don't want any feelings of regret. We got an opportunity to do something with this group that's special.
You know, to be that close and know we didn't play our best in the first half, we just talked about flipping the script and playing like a really good second half.
You're never nervous.
I'm just saying about Boston, man. Styles make fights.
Yes. And you're talking about the wounded animal, right? Is that what you're going with?
Listen, the only place that the Warriors have the advantage on Boston, I believe, is probably three-point shooting. But if you look at it, just imagine these matchups. And you know, who knows, Kerr has flexibility because he has so many, you know, great players that he can go in and kind of be different. Like, I saw this white guy, but I didn't know he had feet like that. What's his name yesterday that came out and gave him minutes? He grew his hair out, you know what I'm saying, and on his shot. You know, Naja Biakabaka. You know what I'm talking about.
Nemanja Bjelica?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he looked fat. Did he not look fat? Did he not look like the what's the dude that used to wear number 0, the white guy from the Knicks?
From the Knicks.
Yeah, white guy. I don't know. Never mind.
Okay.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Did you know he can move his feet that well? I mean, he was standing in front of Luka. He was standing in front of everybody. I didn't even know this dude. I'd never seen this dude before.
He's one of those stretch five types of players.
Yes.
That Kerr just employs off the bench that you can play him because he opens the paint up on offense, but defensively that's where you worry. But he was able to keep Luka and frustrate Luka. Well,
Luka was looking at his same body type. He's like, right. Yes, I'm just as slow as you. I'm not going to overcommit because I'm not fast twitch either.
Slow me. Exactly. But they were throwing. Hey, listen, they had Luka frustrated. They were throwing doubles at him. And you said something earlier that you're 100% right. I was thinking while I was watching the game, and I thought, boy, if Luka's going to change anything about his game, we already know he's got to change his body. Yeah. But if he's going to change anything about his game that he can control, it's maturity. It's when you feel like you missed a shot or you got fouled or you don't like, you're frustrated by defense, you can't fall on the ground, lay there, get up slow, and let the power play go back the other way. It's a 5-on-4, and there were a number of times early in the game yesterday where PJ kept making that reaction on the radio call. PJ Carlesimo kept saying it over and over again about how it's a 5-on-4. Well, yeah. Luka's complaining to the referees. He's
never
back in the play. He's getting up slow, and now it's a 5-on-4. And that's just you as a leader. When it's a pressure game like that, you can't be the guy that's complaining and getting frustrated because they will feed off that energy. And that's what happened early in that game, why the Warriors got off to such a great start. They were trapping you, they were frustrating you, and you let it get to you. He's got to grow from that. There's no doubt about it. Let me just reset here. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And again, the Warriors win. They're in the finals tonight. You got the Celtics in the Heat in Game 6 in Boston. Coverage on ESPN Radio begins 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, that's what we'll see. Can the Celtics win? So they now advance, and then we'll have a Celtics-Warriors NBA Finals.
I tell you what, man, it's a lack of conditioning, too. That's what it is. See, when you're tired and you don't want to have to hustle because now you have to expend even more energy to catch up, to get back into phase and hope that they hold them off, that takes extra conditioning. So when you're tired and you're not a guy that's in great shape, your first instinct isn't to burst. Your first instinct is to jog or to hesitate because you're like, have you ever had to run like gassers or something? Your coach be like, another one.
Yep.
And you do that little hop before you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like that pause before you go. But when you're in shape, you're like, boop. You're like, you ain't doing that, coach. Boop.
You ever have guys slip on purpose?
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, right? Man. Like, exactly. And that's what Luka's doing.
I used to hate that. A guy would fall and then, like, sit there and, like, man, you didn't fall. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Get up. Like,
So by him complaining, that's his way of stalling and hoping that on the other end, the other four guys figure something out or they jack up a three and then he's wide open on the other end. That's a lack of conditioning. And I don't even know if that's a lack of maturity. A lack of conditioning is a lack of maturity. We've all had times when we haven't been in that type of shape where we can't finish when everybody's running crazy. That's why you got to reconsider this whole load management stuff. You got to be in better shape, man. Like, you got to be in Jimmy Butler type of shape.
Yes.
That's hard to do because you got to do that in the offseason. Like, right now, Luka got to take a couple weeks off. And he can't get out of the shape that he's in now to be able to improve his shape for next year. See, so he has to kind of start, take a couple weeks off, but you got to start jogging and not really moving, riding a bike, going to a spin class, something like that. Then you got to change your body because it took him this long to get to that shape now.
I like it. Like it's the Joel Embiid thing. Luka's got to have that same kind of come to Jesus moment that Joel had, and Joel then became a better player for it. Luka's already an MVP candidate. He's already there. So can you imagine if he's, for a full 82, in elite condition, elite shape, what kind of a game would he have? All right, let's go to some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to D in Virginia to start us off. D, what's happening?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, Bart, I think you mentioned about Robert Williams potentially being like a finals MVP if Steph was to be shut down.
Yeah.
I want to just say that, you know, Steph has yet to win a finals MVP.
True.
And going back to when they won their first finals, the Warriors did, Iggy got finals MVP for basically defending LeBron and keeping them from winning the championship.
Yeah.
So in a scenario of this, I could see that happening.
That's why I said what I said. What I said. Thank you, D. Like when Bart said how big of an impact that he thinks Robert Williams, RW3, we'll call him, will have on the series. I said, well, if it's that big of an impact and they win the championship, he's got to get the finals MVP then, just like Iggy. It's the same exact reference that I was making. I mean, if he's going to have that big of an impact.
The momentum's already there, right? Because everybody's been giving Robert Williams the credit, saying that there's nobody like him in this series.
So
if he goes here,
look what he's done to Bam Adebayo.
I mean, right, and if he goes here and he plays well, where he alters the shot where now it was a layup for Steph. Now it's got to be a teardropper and it's short because right. Now he's there and present. This is the problem. Like, because Robert Williams can play above the rim, he's a lob threat. Like, he's still very well an offensive threat. Draymond is not an offensive threat, so whoever's playing him is kind of going to be able to play off of him, and that's probably going to be Al Horford, who's an athletic guy who can understand and read your plays. So that's the tough part. So when you look at the matchups, that's what I'm talking about, because yep. Steph's going to be on Smart. Probably, Clay's going to go with Brown. So that puts Wiggins on Tatum. Tatum's a little bit too big for Wiggins. He's just as big as Luka, but he's athletic. So he's bigger, outweighs Wiggins. So that's going to be a tough matchup for Wiggins.
Remember, they should have Otto Porter back, Gary Payton back.
Yeah, but we're talking about starting, though.
Oh, but they're going to throw everybody at you, though. And don't think for a minute that you won't see some Draymond on them, too. Like, they are going to throw everybody.
They got Boston got big-chest dudes, too. They don't run out of big-chested dudes.
Grant Williams, you're talking about. Yeah, you're right. Grant Williams. No, look, could be a compelling series. Let's grab one more here. George is in Brooklyn. Go ahead, George.
Hey, how you guys doing? Long time caller, love the show. All right, Celtics, I'm going to be honest. I'm not too impressed with them, even though I do think they are going to go to the finals. I don't think they've beaten an entire team, this whole playoff run. Just my opinion. I don't think the Nets were engaged. The Bucks were not either. When they face the Warriors now, here's where they're going to run into a problem. I don't think they've faced a focused team like the Warriors. Okay, I don't think the Bucks play smart at all. They never have, and they've always shown that. But the Warriors are a smarter team, and they're going to find a way to pick you off.
It's interesting.
And that's where I kind of think for that point.
I got you, George, and I appreciate the
they
call.
They played Memphis.
No. He's talking about the Celtics.
I know that. But
hang on. But I get what he's saying. Brooklyn, they were a mess. The Bucks were without Chris Middleton.
Okay.
And it showed. Okay. That was a good series, though. That was a good series. They went 7, but it showed they were missing Chris Middleton in the end. And then the Heat obviously are compromised with a million injuries.
So
I know you're going to say John Morant got hurt.
Who to go to say? Yeah, Dylan Brooks was suspended for a game.
Okay,
like and
Gary Payton, who was a huge impact player in that series, was injured and couldn't play the rest of the series. He was the guy that was giving Josh so much trouble.
I get that and I understand it, but let's not act like they didn't dodge a bullet by being able to play a team that's probably a year ahead of schedule in Dallas and not having to play the Suns.
Suns, yes.
Because dodged a big bullet.
This is what we do.
That's not like they didn't catch
a break. This is going to be a fun conversation to have absolutely today. All right, so we'll keep it right there. Continue with your calls at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But let's get to an NFL conversation coming up here. Bart was on Get Up today, by the way, everybody. So it looks
Surprise!
Like our show, we get to be on Get Up every other day. We don't get to be on together because if we did, forget it, the takeover. You don't even want to know.
I want that smoke.
But you talked about something involving Colin Kaepernick because the door is open for him to return to the NFL. But there's one thing that Bart said should not be an issue for Colin or a team to get a deal done. We'll discuss next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Bart Scott on Get Up this morning. I was on Get Up yesterday. Are they ever going to allow us to be on the set together? That would be epic. But you got Greeny. I was able to work with Hannah Storm yesterday, which was awesome.
Yeah. See, that's
you got Greeny today.
That's a treat. I want to work with Hannah Storm, man.
Hannah's the best. Yeah, so she's tremendous. And we both got to hang out with Pat Beverly. How'd that go with you?
It was all scoochy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Was he wearing baby cashmere today?
Nah, he had mohair on today.
What?
Like, bro, he in the Zoolander section too. Him and Tyler Hero shop at the same place.
Yeah, was that a Timberwolves? Let me try it again. Was that a Timberwolves sweater?
No.
The same colors and everything.
Nah, they look like maybe it's some Rick Owens or some Ralph Simon. It's like some European bourgeois stuff. You know what
I'm
saying?
I know, but it had all the same colors. It was that deep
blue.
No,
it actually was green. It was actually. That was like a little dog doing something, man. Like, yeah. He went to Neiman Marcus or Ralph Simon or
spent
or
way
Rick
too
Owens
much on
or somewhere.
It.
Yeah.
I hear you. But you made a lot of really interesting points, as you always do when you're on that show. But one of them involved Colin Kaepernick. So first, for those who maybe don't know the whole details of the story, the Raiders brought him in for a workout, and that's obviously a big news just for the fact that it's Colin Kaepernick, and we're wondering if and when he will get an opportunity to get back into the league. He has said he wants to, and things certainly have changed with his relationship with the NFL and vice versa. So with that in mind, it is the Raiders, and they have a starter in Derek Carr, but they certainly could use an upgrade as a backup. So Josh McDaniels, the new head coach of the Raiders, had a back and forth with reporters about the Kaepernick workout.
We said it from day one that we would look at every opportunity, and he's not the first player that we looked at, not the last one. So there's going to be a lot of people that are going to come in and out of this building and have an opportunity to make an impression. And like I said, the evaluations we make are kind of private for us. And, if we make a decision to add somebody to the team, then we'll do it.
Do you have to give Derek a heads up and say, hey, going to bring him in for a workout? Is there any conversation there?
I mean, I think Derek's pretty comfortable with where he's at. I think he knows who he is for us. I know he knows how I feel about him, how we feel about him. And I think he knows this is his football team and he's working like it on the field, and he's leading the way that we want him to lead, and he's doing all the right things. I couldn't ask more from Derek Carr, and very pleased with what he's doing so far.
It's obviously not about Derek Carr at all, but Josh McDaniels kind of sidestepped the idea of bringing in the significance of bringing in Kaepernick, saying, we bring in a lot of people. We're working out a lot of people. He's not going to be the last one. He wasn't the first. He's not going to be the last, and blah, blah, blah. But Jeremy Fowler said something today on the show about working out a contract, and you had a quick reaction to it, which I thought was a fantastic point that you made. Would you like to make it again here on our show?
Absolutely. What I simply said was, this can't come down to be about money. Like, first of all, he got a lawsuit from the NFL. Secondly, this should be about your opportunity to be able to prove that you can play. Because if you're Colin Kaepernick, unless you're just coming back and want to play for 1 year, say, hey, I walked out on my own terms, this should be a 4 to 5 year plan about how you can try and become a starting quarterback in this league and prove everybody else wrong. Much like Kurt Warner, right? When people thought he was done,
yep,
went to the Cardinals after having to sit down and take a backseat to Eli Manning and took that team to the Super Bowl. You can have the last laugh, but if it's money motivated, then it's not going to work, right? Because you're going to have some tough times where you're going to question your decision when you're sitting on the sideline like, man, I'm just watching. I want to play. I came to play football. They won't let me play, right? Because you have to understand, especially in this current climate of the NFL, people get hurt all the time. That's why that's why the backup quarterback is so important now. I mean, what starting quarterback played 17 straight games or, went all 17? Odds are at least a third of these guys are going to get hurt, right? So if you're and find yourself in that position, you can get an opportunity to show that you can lead a team. I know it doesn't seem like there's a lot of starting spots open right now. Just think, the likes of Brady, the likes of Aaron Rodgers, the likes of Matt Ryan, they're going to be gone, and that's going to open up more spots. So you just need to sit pat and show that you can play and show that you can be a professional and show that you can play the game at a high level still. And you may be somebody's bridge quarterback for a year or two as they bring in a young guy.
It is something certainly that a lot of people are watching in this league right now. And as you mentioned, should it be like, how about this? Should it be a incentive laden contract? I mean, are you saying
should be more than $5 million, bro?
It shouldn't be there shouldn't be a contract issue here that doesn't give him the opportunity, right?
It should be so team friendly. They're like, damn,
okay,
why not?
As Fowler reported, everything else about the workout went well. He said sources said the arm strength and conditioning stood out.
See, stop that right there.
What?
Once again, when I'm talking about a quarterback, I don't want to hear nothing about no damn conditioning. They don't do nothing. So, like, when you say, oh, he looked like he's in great shape, I don't want to hear that. That means you couldn't think of nothing else great to talk about.
Great personality.
I want to hear the arm strength was amazing. The accuracy was on point. Accuracy. See, they left accuracy out. Yes. And that's always been an issue with Colin Kaepernick, much like Cam Newton. Arm strength, always been there. The delivery, kind of slow, right? And it gives defenders a chance with the big windups to be able to jump stuff when they see it. But I don't want to hear nothing about my quarterback's conditioning. What you mean? You conditioning? You, well, unless you're a tailback or receiver, I don't care. Or a fat dude, I don't want to hear nothing about your conditioning.
Well, he's 34 years old. He hasn't played in the league since 2016. So we're talking about 6 years, and he's 34 years old. And so to get an opportunity, which he at least got one to work out here. As you know, obviously Harbaugh in Michigan gave him a chance to get public with a workout as well. What are the Raiders going to do from here? We shall see. But what Bart is saying, I thought, was very significant in this whole thing as well. For those who are interested in this story, there are some people that are. It's that it should not be a contract question. It should just simply be, do you want him on your team or not? That's really where it's gotten at this point for Colin Kaepernick. He wants to be back in the league. It can't be about what the contracts – what are you paying me? Bart is basically saying, you take it, you get in the league, and then you work your way up just like you're starting over again. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We want you to tune into a National League Central battle tomorrow. The Cardinals host the Brewers. It's presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins 1:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. One of the game's biggest stars closing in on a trip to the finals. It would be great for the sport if he got there. And a wild minute and a half in any sport you've ever seen. It was reminiscent of an NFL playoff game, what happened last night. A lot to get to, your calls as well. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Yeah, was that a Timber? Let me try that again.
Bart and Hahn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart Scott, this is one of those songs when it came out in the 90s that I heard, and I'm like, oh, that's a cool song. And then I started, I'm like, yeah, this is not one I'm ever going to sing.
There I go again.
What's my weakness?
Man, okay no. Then.
Yeah.
You got to change the words up, your
man. That's what I'm saying. Like, this
chilling,
is, you can't
chilling,
sing this.
Mind my business. He's I'm long good. And strong. Like, whoa, nah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you singing that with your chest.
Yeah. Why are you singing that? You know every word to this damn song, don't you? Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
I just like it. I used to have a crush on, like, and when, like, Sandy, she had a little butt cheek out, and I was getting hyped. and then, like, crazy, like, I never told her that because she would end up becoming, like, my neighbor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And you never told her?
Hell no.
Why wouldn't you tell her? That'd be the perfect way to tell her.
She friends with my wife. No.
Oh, that's why you don't tell her. No. I didn't know that part. Like, that's a very important detail.
You know, when I was growing up, and that shoop to doot when you got your ass cheek out, man, I used to go straight to the room. Like, come on, son.
The upper room.
I'll be right back, fellas.
Is that a weird comment? Like,
give me 5 to 10 minutes. I see y'all.
Hey,
five,
welcome,
ten.
Welcome to the neighborhood. This is great. We're sitting down. We're just having some drinks. And by the way,
yo, back in the day,
I always wanted to tell you this.
Back in the day, you know what I'm saying?
Could you do me a favor? Could you put that?
Use my Claire Huxtable back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Let's take David in Massachusetts. What's up, David?
Hey, did you guys see the post game last night with Chuck Check
on TNT?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they were throwing everything. Chuck was they were throwing shirts at him.
Chuck in the face, and then he stood up trying to look for the guy throwing a mug at him.
My question is, did Chuck
overreact, and which fan base is less classless? The Patriots fans or now the Golden State Warriors fans?
Well, you know.
Patriots fans.
Them Steeler fans are some jerks. Well, the Browns, too. They threw double D batteries. Well, D batteries, my bad. They threw D batteries one time. And they were throwing glass bottles one time. Beer bottles.
Yeah.
Could have killed somebody. So they pretty crazy out there, too. But they better check Chuck's resume. He once threw a man out the window. You think that just happened to Axel Foley on Beverly Hills Cop? No, Chuck doing that in real life.
Yeah, he picked up the mug, like, kind of, you know, as if I'm going to throw this at you, you know, you guys. So the T-shirts were really most of the stuff that was being thrown. But there was some, I guess there was some other stuff being thrown. But, man, fans act up. This was outside the arena, by the way. It wasn't people inside the arena. But you know how it is. That's what happens when you antagonize people.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Can we do that hockey real quick?
Oh man, let's do.
Can we do that hockey? Did you?
I'm upset.
Now, I know.
I'm
the
upset.
Rangers lost.
They can't. Yeah, they can't win at home, man.
No.
I mean, Calgary. They can't beat Calgary.
No.
Not Carolina. Calgary, man. I mean,
The Hurricanes.
Yes, Hurricanes.
Are 7-0 at home, and they just don't win. They did the same thing in the Bruins series. They looked abysmal in Boston. But because they had home ice advantage, every time they played home, they were great.
Yeah.
And it happened again last night. 3-1, the Rangers' offense suddenly getting shut down once again. And a very frustrating loss if you're a Ranger fan. But for Carolina, it's like, y'all better figure this out. Because, okay, you're good at home, but why are you so bad on the road?
Yeah,
and
the
now,
Lightning,
of course,
the
series
like,
comes
we'll,
back.
We'll beat you.
The Lightning were on their way to another cup finals, at least. But on the other side, in the West, did you see this game? I mean... This was reminding me of the Bills Chiefs. You remember Bills Chiefs? How it was just like whoever had the puck, whoever the ball. So listen to this, and you're gonna love this because all right. So the Oilers win in overtime. They now have they win the series. It's the Battle of Alberta that I told you to watch. It only went five games, but how about 45 goals scored in those five games? You're welcome. If you listen to me and watch this series, you were, are you not entertained?
Yeah.
Second period, it's 2-2. And Zach Hyman scores on a power play. Edmonton takes a 3-2 lead. 15 seconds later, Johnny Gaudreau scores. It's now tied at 3. 16 seconds later, Cali Järnkrok, he scores. It's 4-3. Calgary takes the lead. 40 seconds later, Evan Bouchard, and we're tied at 4. I mean, if you got up to get a drink in a minute and 11 seconds, you missed four goals. It was crazy. It was insane. It was fun. It was wild. It was everything. And the Flames thought they were going to win the game because late in the third period, they scored. But wait, let's check the videotape. Blake Coleman, apparently, they said, kicked the puck into the net. Mm. Now, Bart, as an athlete, do you feel like... And this is always the hockey phrase, distinct kicking motion. That's what they say. He was literally skating toward the puck. Was going in the net. It was going in.
He
was
helped it along.
Skating through it. It hit his foot, which was slipping, and it looks like he sweeps it in at the last second. That puck was going in whether he was there or not, and they waved it off. And now the Flames do not get the go-ahead goal. So we go to overtime. 5 minutes in, the best player in the world takes it.
Stepping up, Nurse at center ice. And he'll dump it softly to the far corner where Hanifin's first on it. McDavid created a turnover for Draisaitl inside. McDavid, his shot scores! Connor McDavid has won the Battle of Alberta for Edmonton! 5-4 in overtime!
Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Slim it to the Slim Jim.
C-H-E-D. I mean, how great was that call? Tremendous.
I've had my stuff pushed in, bro.
but I'm telling you now, for Connor McDavid and for the NHL, he's in the conference finals. They will play the winner of the Colorado-St. Louis series, which has been also a really epic series. It should be the Avalanche. They were the best team as well. Edmonton was, you know, McDavid was the leading scorer, the best player. He's literally the best player in the league. If he gets to the Cup Finals, it's so important for hockey to have him there because he is so good. So he advances to the Western Conference Finals.
Who has it now? Who has the cup? What station?
The Lightning.
What station?
We do. ESPN.
We got to make sure that we put it on a day where nothing else is going on, because hockey is kind of, you know, still in the headlines right now.
It's the how did playoff I know games not, have
did
been
it, did
epic.
It used to be on Fox or NBC?
It was all over the place. One time it was on the Outdoor Network.
Man, I got to come to the meetings.
True, but it's been great. So we'll continue. Can you really bet against the Warriors? We'll discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.